Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modru. My guest for this part of The Public File program, Lisa Armstrong, the founder of the Local Roots Food Tours. And being a foodie, I'm so excited to talk to you about your organization. Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Nice meeting you, Kat.
It's really interesting to meet someone for the first time and realize that we have like a huge mutual friend and feel like you know someone before you've even sat down and talked to them. I went looking for something interesting for my mom to do for Mother's Day, and I came, and I like to take food tours, so I started looking around, places like San Francisco, because I didn't know we had something like this here, and then I stumbled across Local Roots Food Tours, and that's how we ended up meeting each other. So talk about your organization, talk about your company.
Well, we founded Local Roots Food Tours just in March of this year.
Oh.
And where I got the drive is I've been in the culinary field for 13 years, and I personally went on a walking food tour in Seattle, Washington, and fell in love with it. I saw the city for a different way of seeing something that you don't know much about.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to bring it here to Sacramento and start researching and doing a lot of history research and restaurants and brought us to where we are today.
So it's a three-hour walking tour, and what I love, where's the term, the critical gastronomical research. That's the kind of research I like.
It was tough. It was tough going to restaurants for 3 months and taste testing. Yeah.
So people show up, and what happens?
Well, we start out with a really wonderful tasting with local wine and something that's just a local ingredient menu from farm to table. And we travel through the most historical neighborhoods in Sacramento, learn some architecture, see homes that you've driven by but didn't know what they were about. And we hit little hidden gems throughout these neighborhoods that most people don't travel through to eat.
And the wrong term I know would be the little dives, but those are the things like living in San Francisco or living in places where there's, you know, real nice big restaurants. The little ones have the authentic, wonderful flavor and the stories behind them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what we found, and that's what is really true to our tours. These people that come here that even have lived in Sacramento for 20, 30 years don't know about these little hidden gems. And it just opens the door, more awareness to our community of what's available with local cuisine.
We'll talk about that. I do some work with the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you know, this place has a lot of draws, and I think restaurants more than in the past are a big part of it. Hotels are starting to be more plentiful, and people, I always joke, well, I don't joke, it used to be a long time ago that Sacramento was the place that you got gas for on the way to Tahoe. And it sure has come a long, long way to be a destination now.
It absolutely has. And we're bringing more and more awareness to the area with the local agriculture and the restaurants really picking up on that, that we have a golden nugget right outside our door that people are looking for. And it's bringing more people into Sacramento now.
What about with the economic downturn? People maybe aren't going out to restaurants as often as they used to. So restauranting has always been a real competitive industry. And you see, sadly, restaurants that open and then a few months later they're gone. But there's the ones that hang in there. And there's a reason for that, obviously.
There is. We pick out restaurants that have a lot of history or have a heart to what they're doing. And we pick out ones that have fresh, local, work within a 65-mile radius where they get all of their ingredients on their menus. And it just really stays in the home front, and that's important to us. But we do have some mom-and-pop restaurants that have been open for over 50 years, and they've seen Sacramento in the hard times and the profitable times, and it's their passion that drives them to keep open. And we like sharing that with the community of what that restaurant means to those families.
Well, now, this makes sense for your Local Roots Food Tours, the name. Talk some more about that, that you decided to create this wonderful culinary walking tour, but you did homework, and they had to have certain criteria before they could be part of the tour.
Correct. My vision is starting with local roots, is getting back to the roots of things. It's so important, especially with the economy today and just where our country is going, is just getting back to where Sacramento was and when it was strong. And meeting some of these chefs and some of the mom and pop owners, it just, you see where they've got their roots. And it's so important with our company to find those little niches where you know, you learn more about what it is that drives these people to run restaurants.
Tell you what. And, you know, we do overlook, we're so spoiled around here. Sacramento used to be called the Big Tomato, and we really do. We have some of the most amazing agriculture and produce in the world in that 60-mile radius that you talked about. Some people take it for granted until you travel and you go to New York and see what they call a tomato, and you go, okay, we are so spoiled. You can get tomatoes any time of year, and they're just beautiful. That's not the case everywhere.
It isn't. And funny that you say that, Kat, because I went on a walking food tour in Chicago, and you know, it was just like what we do. It was 7 different restaurants, but they had no claim to fame, and everything was from California.
No.
And so the olive oils, the wines we tasted, you know, I'm giving everybody a high five because it's from my state.
But, I came out here for this.
Exactly. We have such a wealth of opportunity right in our back door that until you open that awareness more, people don't realize that they live in a wonderful, just a beautiful area.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Lisa Armstrong. She's the founder of the Local Roots Food Tours. And let's talk a little bit about that history. I think most people think of Sacramento, state capital, gold rush, and kind of, I talked to someone recently who said Europeans are better versed in our history than sometimes we are. But there's a whole lot more that happened around here. Talk about some of the things people might discover on your tour.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I've had people on my tour that lived downtown for 20, 30 years. And the history after the gold rush is where we really focus from the 1900s on. And we take you to the most historical neighborhoods in Alkali and Mansion Flat. And the reason I chose that is because the history is what brought that roots to that neighborhood. And it has such a stigma today of being unsafe and not, you know, people don't frequent back there. And the most common comment that I get out of people who go on the tour is that it's brought more awareness to them, that they drive by but they never stop at certain places because of the stigma that it's not safe to, or they don't venture back in these beautiful tree-lined streets with this beautiful architecture, and they're just in awe of the beauty that they've been missing out on all these years because of that stigma that's been brought to Alkali Flats and Mansion Flats.
Well, there's that saying, perception is reality, so you got to change that. And you call it the City of Trees Walking Food and Cultural Tour. And, you know, as you started in the spring, and you haven't gone through a summer yet doing the tours, but thankfully the canopies of trees cool things off for a walk.
They do, and, you know, we've had some hotter days these last couple of weeks, and that's the number one comment is, look at these beautiful trees, and how lucky we are in downtown Sacramento to have over 165,000 tree-lined streets of beautiful varieties, and they're just beautiful. So, you know, it's a perk on our tours because we're not in the hot downtown concrete area. We walk back to these shaded streets, and it's very pleasurable.
So how has the response been so far?
It's been phenomenal. It really has. It just skyrocketed. It's something unique and new to Sacramento. We're different from a crawl food tour because we really slow down. We have small groups. We're more intimate with our chefs and our mom and pop owners, and it gives everybody the opportunity to really savor their food and just sit back and just enjoy the beauty and the wealth of cuisine out there.
Well, let's talk about the wealth of cuisine. Oh, I have so many questions, but we'll start with some of the restaurants. And if you take the tour once, will it be different if you take it again?
We actually go pretty much on the same route on this one tour, but we will, every time we go, because they use fresh local ingredients in the restaurants, the menu changes every week. So you could go on our tour 4 days and you would have a different entree each time, which is a really unique thing.
And it is 3 hours, but it's not 3 hours of jogging around Sacramento. As you said, it's I'm taking my mom, who's in her 70s, and we can't wait.
Yeah, we sit down, we enjoy the air condition, we have wonderful drinks. And, you know, that's what it's about, is the community spirit of getting behind the scenes and just meeting the chefs and just sitting there and enjoying it. You know, a lot of times you don't take in the atmosphere and get to know what's behind the scenes, and that's important on our tours to do that.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people have been able to go into a working kitchen and go behind the scenes. Talk a little bit about that. I'm sure the chefs, you've already discussed it with them, but people come back and watch it happen.
They do, and it really ignites the chef's spirit because they're artisans, and for them to talk about their food, sometimes they don't have the opportunity to do that because they're back in the kitchen and it's hard for them to get out and really communicate with whoever's in their restaurant. And this tour gives them the opportunity to shine and to show their passion of why, how they created certain entrees and to talk about their passion for fresh local ingredients.
I have a friend who, he's a very well-known person, but I'm not going to mention his name. And we were talking about, he was quoted in a newspaper, could you choose between the beer that you brew or the food that you've created? And he said, you're asking me to choose between my children. So, you know, don't get him started talking about his love for his food and
right.
his, like you said, these artisans, that this is their craft.
Absolutely.
So can you mention some of the restaurants? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Start out with Grange Restaurant and Bar, and that is a farm-to-table restaurant.
Which means
that they do business within a 100-mile radius of California farms and their agriculture. So all their meats, produce, and wines are all locally into the restaurant. And they change their menu daily. And that's one of the reasons we picked them out was every time we go in, it's something different. So if you were to go on a week full of tour, you would get to sample a lot of their menu, which is kind of fun.
Is it sometimes a struggle for these restaurants to stay true to this desire to shop only locally? Does it sometimes make it a little harder, but they stand their ground?
It is, especially the mom-and-pop restaurants. Obviously, fresh and local can mean it's more expensive, especially if you go the organic route. But it is something true to their recipes, and they try and use fresh, local ingredients on a daily basis. And so if you buy in bulk, which the larger restaurants, it's easier for them to do, the mom and pops resource smaller local farms where they can have intimate experience with those farms.
And I believe it comes through. You taste something from a farmer's market versus a grocery store. And I'm not dissing the grocery stores, but something that was picked that morning and brought to a farmer's market, it just tastes different.
Absolutely.
It does. Okay, so Grange is one of the restaurants.
We also venture back to 524 Mexican restaurant, and this is a mom and pop that's been there for over 50 years. And they're in Alkali Flats. They've seen the turmoil and the gangs and everything else, but they've stayed true to who they are as a company. They experienced a fire and it almost burnt them down to the ground. They closed for 3 years, but they listened to their heart. They re-up their business, and it is going strong. It's neat to see. It crowded every day we walk in with a food tour, and Jose Gomez is a wonderful individual, a family man that is just running his family business, and he grew up as a young boy watching his uncles and father doing the same thing that he's doing today.
So it has to be a love, because I feel the same way about things like farming. That's not, you know, you worry about the next generation wanting to take over the restaurant or the farm. It's got to be a labor of love, because it's hard work.
It's very hard work.
It's very hard work, and there are so many new restaurants. The competition, I live in Roseville, where every time you turn around, there's a new restaurant.
Absolutely.
There are so many. You look back 6 years ago, and there's probably 400% increase in restaurants. So here are these ones that have stuck it out for 50 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's one thing that spoke to us as we were researching these tours is finding establishments like this, walking in the door, and you could just feel that their heart and their passion was in their restaurant.
There's a story there.
There's a story there, absolutely.
Okay, so we've had Mexican food. I'm very excited about this tour.
We venture over for a little bit of a sweetness, just because we are walking 2 miles on our tour.
Nice.
So we go over and visit Sugar and Spice Specialty Desserts, and pastry chef Carissa Jones is a magnificent lady who started her business in 2004, but just opened this pastry shop this past in January of this year. And we walk in and you can see the passion, and she loves to be artistic with her gourmet desserts. It's not your mom and pop bakery, but it's just fantastic.
Awesome. So we take a little sweet break. And is there, will people be stuffed after this tour? Will they be pleasantly full? Should they eat before?
They pleasantly are full. The men are apprehensive when we start out, but by the end, they're very excited that they have a full belly.
I love it.
We do visit 6 different locations, and each one is a signature dish, an individual dish for each person. And we walk it off. So that's the neat
part.
Very
cool. So what's the recommended age from how young will someone enjoy this?
I would say from about 8 years old
really?
And up, whoever can walk 2 miles. Mm-hmm. I've had several 8 and 9 year olds that are intrigued, and it inspires them to go in and actually meet a chef. and to meet an owner that sits and talks to them. Mm. So it's exciting for children as well.
So you have that educational part. You've got some history thrown in. You've got the architecture, which is just amazing.
Right.
It turns into quite a party. How many people are in an average tour?
We try to average about 12 to 16. Our max is 17. Mm-hmm. We do private tours where we can have larger groups, and we have two tour guides on the tour to give everybody an up-close feel. We want it to be an intimate experience instead of just a huge group where you don't really get to know things. Mm-hmm. And we just really are true to that group size.
And how many tour guides do you have at this time?
We have three tour mm-hmm. guides right now, myself and two other individuals.
And the tours are when?
They are Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Gift certificates, things like that?
Yes, we have wonderful gift certificates. It's great for birthdays, anniversaries. We had a great Father's Day gift that just passed, and mm-hmm. we're starting to see dads that are smiling that they got this wonderful, unique gift.
Very fun. It's a very unique gift, absolutely.
Right. We also have a lot of businesses that do team building and come out on a food tour as a group, and it's their way. All offices love to eat, and
yes.
food is a great way to just have a group together and have fun with it. So,
and you know, if you've got people from out of town, there's so much to do in this city, and a lot of times we kind of go back to the typical areas of town, and there are some people who even say, well, there's just not that much to do in Sacramento. What a great trip to take people on that are visiting in town.
It really is. We've had visitors from Canada, from Scotland last week, and it's really neat because they also have that Cowtown stigma that they hear about.
Enough
and
already,
it's
right?
enough already. And by the end of the tour, they're just amazed and just fall in love with Sacramento.
Do you have plans on doing this maybe in other cities as well locally? Or I know you just sort of started, and it's kind of probably scary to start a new business, but into other, maybe the Auburn area or other places where there are Folsom historical areas?
It's a great question, Kat. We actually are expanding by the end of July into the Midtown area,
cool.
East Sac, and we also are moving up to Auburn, Grass Valley, Nevada City, and doing a whole
really?
Cuisine up there.
Well, because that's where you live.
That's where we live, and we want to just showcase what's surrounding the Sacramento region, just not downtown Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
but there's so many wonderful farms and the agriculture up north that we just want to showcase that as well.
And again, you mentioned this early on, but the gratitude from these restaurants who maybe aren't as glitzy and sparkly and shiny as the new larger ones with the you know, crazy sushis and the fantastic highfalutin cocktails, right, with these fun names and lights and bells and whistles. Talk about the gratitude that these smaller places are probably offering.
Well, we have a great partnership with all of our tour stops, and it's neat to see that relationship developing where it's a win-win for both of us. We bring people in the door, and they're starting to see return customers that people who would never have considered stopping by, but now they are, and it's just neat to see that. We'll be on tours, and I'll hear, hey, Lisa, and it's somebody that was on a tour previously, and they're back already frequenting that restaurant. So.
Well, samples are the best way, you know, give people a little taste of what you do, and,
absolutely.
And they'll come back. What are the biggest challenges of starting something like this, and how long ago did the idea come to you? You said you started it this spring.
My idea came last summer after I right. was on the tour in Seattle, Washington. It took me about 4 months of research, of walking the streets, getting to know these restaurants, sitting in the history room and SAC library.
Really?
Really researching these houses and finding really unique facts, not only, you know, about the home, but who lived in the home and their life.
I love stuff like that.
And just really, again, getting back to the roots of it and just learning that process.
And you said that's even things that longtime Sacramentans, can you think of a fast fact that might surprise people who've lived here a long time? Let me just throw you something out of nowhere.
Well, there's a house that you can pass by on F Street, and it actually was a governor's mansion. It's a one-story Italianette, and no one would know that it was served as John Weller's governor and the mansion back in the 1850s. Mm. Everybody thinks of the governor's mansion on H Street, but this is a beautiful one-story Italianette with still its original columns and front veranda, and it's a beautiful little niche that not too many people know about. So,
oh, to me, this is a perfect afternoon walking, eating, learning, good conversation.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So if people want more information, talk about how they go about booking a tour and how far in advance should they do something like this?
Well, we have a wonderful, resourceful website at www.localrootsfoodtours.com. And they can go on there, and we have a wealth of information as far as about the tours, about us. And mm-hmm. they have a little area where they can actually purchase tickets online. And I would say give yourself at least a week to 2 week notice as far as getting onto a tour. We do have booked tours. Our most popular day is Saturday.
Of course.
So if you can do it during the week, you're going to have a little bit more smaller, intimate experience with our food tour guides.
I love this description. Explore tree-lined side streets, Italianette mansions, historical neighborhood districts, and great restaurants all set within a beautiful Northern Sierra's backdrop. Nice.
That is nice.
Is there a phone number if people want more information?
Yes, there is. It's 530-863-3159. That rings into our Local Roots Food Tours business.
Fantastic. Well, continued success, and we'll have to have you in when you when do you see the next tours opening up? You said in the Grass Valley area, you're thinking about it. When do you see
hopefully
it happening?
By this fall in September?
Really?
Yeah.
In all your spare time?
In
right?
all my spare time.
Good stuff, Lisa Armstrong, the founder of the Local Roots Food Tours, keeping it local. I love the idea, and once again, giving our economy a boost in a very unique way, getting people into these little smaller restaurants that have hung in there through decades and decades of good and bad.
Absolutely. We appreciate the tour.
Good stuff. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks. You've been listening to The Public File. Comments on today's show can be addressed to me, Kat Modru. Our street address is 5345 Madison Avenue, Sacramento, 95841. You can fax me at 916-339-4559. And email is K for Kat, then MAUDRU at Entercom. ENTERCOM.com. And as always, thank you all so much for listening.